Today's shir is dedicated for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shir is Masechet Nedarim, Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Vav on Beis, at the bottom of the Amid, as we begin a new perek. The perek that we are about to begin to learn, perek Nahar HaMarasa, begins to discuss the halachas that the Torah tells us that a husband has right to be mefid in the dorim of his wife under certain circumstances. A father has a right to be mefid in the dorim of his daughter. The father's right to be mefid in the dorim of his daughter is when she's a nara. A nara, we know, is a girl who's between the age of 12 to 12 and a half. Actually, as we're going to learn, a girl, even when she is a ketana, there are times when one could be mefer her nedarim. And that is if she's a mufla samach l'ish. When a girl is 11 years old, a year before her bas mitzvah, 12. A boy when he's 12 years old, a year before his bar mitzvah, 13. Even though as far as all halachas in the Torah are concerned, this girl is still a ketana, this boy is still a katan, the halacha is that if they are of the proper intelligence, the halacha is that they're in the dorim, are considered val in the dorim. And it's based on the pasuk that the Torah says, Ish kiyaf lelinda neder nozel hazir. If somebody is at close to the age of being bar or bas mitzvah, and they also have the intelligence to properly articulate a neder, the Torah Kedoshah says their neder is valid. So when we have a girl who's a nara, or a ketana, as we just said, if the father has the right to invatel the neder. Once a girl is a nesua, as we know, a Jewish marriage has two stages. There's the erusin and the nesuin. Once a girl is a nesua, she's completely out of the reshus of her father, and only her father can be made for the nedarim, and not only her husband can be made from the Dorim, not a father, no matter what age she is. The halacha that a father or a husband can be made for neder is only on the day that he heard the neder. But if he heard the neder and he was quiet for the balance of the day, and we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in the Sugyas, what is the definition of the day, he no longer can be made for neder. Moreover, just like a father or a husband under the right circumstances have the right to be made for a neder, they have the right to be make him a neder by the father or the husband, whatever the situation is, saying kaim loch, that the neder is affirmed, that neder can no longer be mufar, that neder can no longer be annulled, even on the day that they heard the neder. The husband can only be made to nedarim that the girl that his wife made while she was married to him. But nedarim that were made prior to their marriage, a husband cannot be mefer. A husband also can only be mefer nedarim that have inui nefesh, and something which will be hurt her. She made another she won't eat meat, she made another she won't drink wine, or nedarim beino lebeino. The definition of beino lebeino on the dorim that affect their relationship. A nara marasa, which we mentioned a moment ago, a Jewish marriage is in two stages. First, the girl becomes mureses, and to emphasize, a nara mureses is not as we understand the word erisin, which means engaged. A nara mureses is much more than engaged. A nara mureses is an eshes ish. She just did not consummate the marriage to the status of nesuin. And such a girl is not in the no longer completely under the father's domain, nor is she yet completely under the husband's domain. And in such a girl, as we're going to be learning, the halacha is aviyu ubala. A father and a husband jointly a mefer the nedarim. The halacha is that the father and the husband have the right to be mefer, as we just said. The halacha is that if that not only do they both have the right to be mefer, and they make and the mefer jointly, the halacha is that they're considered partners in that an afara, and they need to have both in order for it to be considered a valid hafara. As we speak about the concept of afara, we need to understand what does afara accomplish. We know, as we discussed in the previous parak, that when one makes a nether, one can go to Rav to be mat the nether. And when we discussed the sugyas of Hataras Nadarim, what we understood was that what the Rav accomplishes with Hataras Nadarim is he's oika hanedimi karai. He makes the nether as if it never took place. The question is, what does the hafara of a husband or a father accomplish? Is it the same, that it uproots and annuls the nether as if it never took place? Or it's only minakan al habab? Is it going only into the future that the nether no longer has to be followed? But it's not as if there was never a nether in the first place. The Gemara, as we're going to learn in the Maskana, takes the opinion that hafara of a husband and a father is only minakan al habab. The Rambam seems not to paskin that way. The Rambam seems to paskin that even the afar of a husband and a father is mikara. As we said, the father and the husband can only be the husband can only be made for the dorim of inu nefesh, the dorim shebeina or beina. But there's a difference between these two types of nedarim. A nedarim of nedar of inu nefesh. A nether that a woman made, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that is something that is something that will harm her or hurt her, that when the husband is made for them, or the father is made for them, it completely is made for. But a nether beinoy lebeinoy, a nether that a woman makes, which affects the relationship between the husband and the wife, is a nether that when the husband is made for it, it's only as far as he's concerned, but not anywhere else. Now, we need to have a very fundamental understanding. Why? What is the reason that a father can be made for a nether of a daughter? What is the reason that a husband can be made for the nether of the wife? So the Gemara often uses the concept that every time a girl who's living by a father, or every time a wife who's living with a husband makes a nether, then the halacha is al das bala in nederes, al das aviha in nederes. Everything she says, she recognizes, requires the consent of her husband. And therefore, it may well be that, let's say, a woman did not yet have nesuin, they did not yet have a chuppah, but she's already being supported by her husband, one can make an argument that that she's already al das bala in the deris. She could only make she makes the nether based on the consent of her husband. By the father, is it the same? Is it that she also makes every nether al das avihu in the deris? She makes the nether based on her father's consent? Well, there it's a whole different pshat. There it's because she's under the control of her father. Since we know, as we mentioned quite extensively in Masechta Ksubos, that a father has a right to marry off his daughter, so because he has the right to marry off his daughter, included in that control that the Torah gave to a father, the halacha included that he has the right to mefer nedarim. There would be a very big nafkamina between these two ways of learning power that the father has to be made from the Dorim. And that is, what would be the halacha if there's a girl who is a adopted daughter of a man? Does the halacha that a father has the right to be made from the Dorim apply to such a girl as well? If we say that kol hanederes adas avih hanederes, a girl who's living by a father only makes the Dorim based on the consent based on the consent of a husband, based on the consent of a father. So it could very well be that if a that she may not be his daughter, but she's living by him, and because she's living by him, so also adasavi hinaderis, and then the halacha would be that he would be able to be made for it, even though it's not his real daughter. However, if we learn that the reason the father has a right to be made for the nedarim of a daughter is because the father has a right to marry off, so the father's right to marry off his daughter is limited to his natural daughter. But if it's not his natural daughter, so even though she's living by him and he adopted her, the Torah didn't give that right to such an individual. Since the Torah didn't give such a right to such an individual, maybe he wouldn't be allowed to be made for her. The Meshech Chacha makes a very interesting point. The Torah, when it speaks about the hafara, that a father can be made for the daughter's neder, says v'hechresh lo aviyah. When the Torah speaks about the husband being able to be made for the nedarim of his wife who's an arusa, the Torah says v'shami isha b'yoyim shama v'hechresh lo. And then when the Torah speaks about the husband being able to be made for the nedarim of his wife who's an asua, the Torah says v'hechresh yechresh lo isha Mayoim Halyoim. So we see, points out the Meshech Chachma, that the Torah uses different wording by each one of these different women that we've just spoken about in our introductory remarks. And the question asked the Meshech Chachma is, why did the Torah not use the same consistent language by all of them? So he explains, when the father's as far as his daughter is concerned, the halacha is that since there's a possibility that if he'll be quiet for just one moment, he will no longer have the ability to be made for the nether. Let's say a girl made a nether in the last moments of her life that she's a nara. She's right about to become a begeris. Then the father won't have the ability to be made for the nedarim anymore. Because as we said, once a girl is a begeris, the father loses the right to be made for the nedarim. That's why the Torah doesn't use the word B'yom Shamai. It could be even a couple of moments, and he won't anymore have the right to be made for the Nedarim. And that's by a father. An Arusa, the halacha is that there are times where the husband won't be able to be made for the Neder. Because let's say she turned from being an Arusa to Nesua, and as we said also earlier, the halacha is Ein Habal Mefer B'Kaidman. A husband on Oris cannot make hafara on the dorm that were there from before. So that's why the Torah again uses the word v'shama, isha b'yom shama, v'hechreshla. He may lose out. But on the sua, the halacha is any nedarim she made, he has the 24 hours to be made for that nether. And that's why by the sua, the Torah uses m'yom al-yom, the whole 24 hours. Begins the Mishnah Nara Marasa. When we speak about a Nara Marasa, as we said, Aviru Bala Mefir Nadarel. The father and the husband jointly are made for Nadarim. Hefer Ha'av, and the father was made for the Nadar. For like Hefer Abal, but the husband wasn't made for. Or Hefer Habal, of like Hefer Av, if the husband was made for without the father, Ein Mufer, it's not considered a valid Hafara. Ain't tzarich loyma, and certainly says the Mishnah, kaim echmehem, if one of them was mekayim the nether, as we said a few moments ago, once somebody was mekayim the nether, that nether could never be mufur. So since the husband and the father are partners in the afara of the wife who's an arusa, as soon as one of them was making the nether, the other one has no ability anymore. The husband has no longer any ability to be made for the nether. Now, as we said, the halacha is that a father has right to mefer nedarim of his daughter is by a nara, as we mentioned in our introductory remarks, sometimes even by a ketana, if she's a girl with proper intelligence when she's from 11 years old. But once a girl is a begeris, her father can't be mefer her nedarim. So the halacha says, the Ran, if we'll have a woman who's a mereses, a begeris, her husband can't be made for an nedarim because our oris
could only be made from the Dorim jointly with the father. But and the father can be made from the Dorim because the she's a Begeris. That's the opinion of the Ran. Tosfos Rid disagrees. And the Tosfos Rid says that we have a woman who's an arrest, a Rusa, and she's a Begeris. Tosfos Rid says that she's completely in the Rishus of her husband. And the husband, the Oris, could only can be matted the nether by him, just by himself, without the father's necessary involvement. Says, ask the Gemara. Hana Resha, the Mishnah began, Hefa Av v'lo Hefa Abal, Hefa Abal v'lo Hefa Av. Ask the Gemara, why was the Mishnah needed to repeat itself? Hana Resha, the Mishnah said, Avi Abal, Mefir and Derel. Why did Mishnah have to add these cases? Answers the Gemara, Ma'ad Tamei, we would have said that we might have made the error in assuming that the way to understand the first words of the Mishnah, not to teach us that the husband and the father, the Oris and the father, are Mefin and the Dorim jointly, but maybe we were to understand what the Mishnah means to say, Oy Avila, Oy Bala, that either or has the right to be Mefin and the Dorim. Oy Avila, Oy Bala, Ketani, Kamashmalan, that's why the Mishnah had to say, had to teach us clearly that it's a joint effort when it comes to Taurus Nadarim. So the Rosh asks, why didn't the Mishnah say, Aviu Obala Mefirim Yachted Nadarel? And we would not have any room for misunderstanding that it means, or we would know it means both of them have to do it. Says the Rosh, that's not the type of wording we usually find in the Mishnais. The Rishash says that if it would say Yachtov, we would think that not only are they Mefer and the Dorim jointly, but we might have thought that what the Mishnah means to say is that Mefer and the Dorim, they have to be Mefer and the Dorim mamish together, or toch kedei dibur of each other. And that's not true. As long as the Mefer and the Dorim on the same day, it's satisfactory. So that's why the Mishnah says the Rishash cannot have used the words of Yehu Baal HaMefirim Yachad of Nedarel. Vein Tzarech Loima, Shekem Echemhem. Says the Gemara, and certainly if one of them was Mekayim, the nether, the halacha is that the other one can no longer be made for it. Ask the Gemara, Lomali L'Misnam, why was it necessary for the Mishnah to tell us this din? Hashti Yeh Shleima, in a case, Hefa Zeh B'loi Zeh, if only one of them was made for it, V'loi Klum, it's meaningless. Kaim Echemhem. So certainly, if one of them was Mekayimit, so that person, once he was Mekayimit, can no longer be Mefrit. Kaim Echelahem Lomeli, what Tzrich Lemisni? Is it necessary for that to be taught? Once we know that they have to be Mefrit together, once one of them is Mekayimit, then it's already too late and nothing could be done here. So the Rishonim ask that many times we have this type of question in Shas. And the Gemara says, Zuv ain't tzarech loy mezu. So why over, that even though it's not necessary, it's mentioned. Why over here that don't we say the same teretz? Zuv tzarech loy mezu, ain't tzarech zu. So the Ran says, that when do we apply the halach of Zuv ain't tzarech loy mezu? Only in a case where the two halachas that are being stated, are two separate halachas. Even though one could easily be understood without having said it, it could have been understood without just based on the first halacha that was stated. So many times the Gemara says, Zuv ain't tzarech loy mezu. But in a case where the two halachas are not just don't represent the chiddush, but they actually are a repetition of the same halacha, that's where the Gemara asks, that's where the Gemara doesn't say, Zuv ain't tzarech loy mezu. The Rashba says a simpler teretz. The Rashba says that the Gemara could have actually said Zuv ein tzarech loy mezu. But the Gemara knew, as we're about to learn, says the Rashba, that there's another chiddush that we could learn from our Mishnah. And that's why the Gemara was setting itself up, so to speak, to teach us that we're going to learn a new chiddush. And what is the chiddush that we're going to learn? Ki yitzruch lei, the chiddush is coming to teach us. What is the sefer coming to teach us? Ki goyim, the hefer echem hem. One of the father or the husband did a hafara, the kaim echem hem, and the other one did a koma.
And then Chaza Hamakayim Venishlaha Kamosai. As we've learned in the previous parak, you could always be Matan Neder. So you could also be Matan the Hakama. Mayim Madatayim, so we would think, May the Oka Ha'akri, that since he undid his Hakama, and now he has the ability to be Mefer, joined together with the Afara that took place. Hok Kamash Malon teaches us the Mishnah, the Mefirim Shneim Bas Achas. That the only time that two hafaras are considered valid and could join together to be made for the nether that this Nara Marasa made, if there's nothing interrupting the two hafaras from happening. But in the case that we just mentioned, where one of them was made for, the moment, and then the next one was Makim, at the moment that he was Makim, so what happened was, you cannot, the hafara cannot join with another hafara. Since that hafara can no longer join with another hafara, even though ultimately that hakama became nullified by the person going to the Rav and being matted that hakama, but since at that moment, the first hafara became ineligible to combine with another hafara, so that hafara becomes a meaningless hafara. So many Rishonim asked the question, as we said in our introductory remarks to today's shir, that what is the hafara accomplished? What is accomplished when you go to Imata Nether? It's oika hadavol mafreya. It makes like it was never took place. So yes, there was first a hakama, and then there was a hafara, and then was a hakama. But now there was a shiloh on that hakama. And therefore, it's as if the hakama never took place. So the Ran says that the farah of the husband is a very, or the father alone, is a very weak act on its own. And why is it a weak act? And we'll speak about this more in our coming shurim. Because it always requires the combination of someone else hafara to make it valid. Since in its own, it's a very weak act, explains Duran. Therefore, as soon as there's a hakama after it, even though ultimately, as we just described, that hakama eventually disappears through the Torah of the Rav, but that weakened that hafara to make it ineligible to ever be considered a valid hafara in the life of this woman. But So we do have a machlokes rishonim now. So what we're learning now is that if the father, the husband, were mefer, the father or the husband were mefer, then the other one was makim, and then he was shoyl on his hakama. So the original hafara cannot combine with another hafara. But what will be the halacha if the person who did the original hafara will do a hafara again? Do we say that yes, as we just explained from the Ran, the original hafara is a very weak hafara. And since the original hafara is a very weak hafara, it cannot get rejuvenated. But if he does the hafara again, will that be acceptable? The Ran and most Rishonim say that it would be acceptable. There are some Rishonim who suggest that would not be acceptable, because once we have that hafara, it remains learning that Venara Marasa, Aviva Bala, Mefirim Nidrael, that Hanadarm are a mufar jointly by the husband and the father. Ask the Gemara Manon, from where do we know this? Says the Gemara Amar Rabba Amakra. The Torah says, Vayasil Ish Lidrael Leha. The Torah uses the words V'im with the Vav. The previous pasuk speaks about the father being made for the nether, v'mheini avi oisa, and now the Torah says v'm hayasil ish. That means she became a nara marasa. That teaches us, says the Gemara, mikan la nara marasa, that when she becomes a nara marasa, avi ma'ala mefin the dorel, the husband and the father jointly are made for the darim, because that the father is made for the darim. That we know. And therefore, this pasuk is coming to teach us about Nara Marasa. Ask the Ran, why do we say that the pasuk is speaking about a Nara Marasa?
Maybe the pasuk is speaking about a nara nesua. So explains the Ran very simple. Once a girl is nesua, she's completely out of the father's rishus. So it doesn't make sense that the father should have a right to be made from the darim. Only when a girl is in the position of being an arusa, which she is sort of jointly in the rishus of a father and a husband, does it make sense to say that a father and a husband, to say that that's what this pasuk is teaching us, that the husband and the father are made from the darim together. Ask the Gemara, Ema Haikrab and the Suksiv, Imishim the Suha, says the Gemara, Krach Svinuksiv, Vimbase Isha and the Dara, that when she's in a husband's home, the husband made for himself. Vema Tavayu, ask the Gemara, maybe both Psukim are by in the Suha. Ask the Rechit Trem, Betrek Kroib and Suha Lomeli, why do we need to have two Psukim to teach us the identical din, that in the Suha, the father, that the husband's made for, to teach us, Alocha that we mentioned in our introductory remarks, Shena Baal Mefer Bekoidman. That even though a husband has very strong rights in being Mefer in the Dharm of his wife, but that's only in the Dharm that she made after she got married, not before. Ask the Gemara, V'lav Memel Shamina. If the Pasuk says, V'mbeis Ish in the Dharm, we learn both halachas. The halach is both that the father, that the husband is Mefer in the Dharm of his wife, and they can't be made for the darim that she had from before. Because the pasuk says, base in base isha nadara. So the pasuk is quite clear that only in the darim that were made while she's married to this man can he be made for. So if that's the case, the pasuk vim hayasiya is not needed to teach us about in the sua. We're going to have to say that the pasuk of base hayasiya is coming to teach us by Nesua, or view of Baal Mafia Nadara. Ibai Seima, Havaya, the Torah uses the word Vimhoyasiya, and the word Havaya, Kedushin Mashma. It's taught about Erisin. As we said earlier, a Jewish marriage takes place in two stages, in the Nesuin and in the Erisin. The word Haya, Havaya, is used for Erisin. Even though asked around, that we do find that the Torah uses the word Havaya for Nesuin. The Halacha, the Gemara Masech, the Yevamos, Daf Samach teaches us that a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei only to certain relatives. The Kohen is allowed to become Tamei to his sister who's an Arusa. The Torah says, Alu Chosei HaBrusula Akruheva Elov Ashloi Chosei Le'ish. And the Gemara over there, Masech, the Yevamos, Daf Samach Haman Aleph says, Ashloi Chosei Le'ish means that she did not yet have Nesuin. So we see that the word Haya is used regarding Nesuin. L'hayslish, that she didn't have Nesuin. So the Ran answers that the terrorist that we mentioned before, that the Gemara understood that there's no way to understand that a father could still be Mefer in the Dharm after she's in Nesuin. After Nesuin, she's in a status that she belongs to the husband. How can we suggest that the father should be able to be made for another? Another teretz that I saw the Rishonim answer is that that pasuk is regarding Hilchas Tumah. Wording that the Torah uses for Hilchas Tumah is not necessarily the same type of wording that the Torah uses in other applications. And just because the word Haya means Nesuin, Havaya means Nesuin ben Tumah, that doesn't mean it means Nesuin in other aspects of Halacha. Another teretz that Rishonim say is that even if we find a case where Havaya means Nesuin, that is not the typical definition of the word Havaya. The typical definition of the word Havaya means Erisin. Ask the Gemara, Ema Avil Chudei Mefer. So ask the Gemara, maybe what the Torah is teaching us is that the father can be made from the Dorm of Narusa alone, and the husband cannot be made for alone. So if the father chooses to be made for the nether, then he can be made for it. And even though she's an arus already, the father can be made for it by himself. If the husband's going to be made for the nedarim, the husband will have to have the father as a partner. So there's an interesting question that the Rishonim discuss. The husband has a right to be made from the darim, as we said, only two types. Nidrei inu nefesh, something that is a problem for the woman, and dvarim shebeino lebeino, nidarim that affect their relationship. A father can be made for all nidarim. That's the opinion of the Rambam. So the Sefer Shar HaMelech says this halacha, that's only when a girl is a penuya, that the father has the right to be made for by himself, and he's able to be made for, as the Rambam says, all types of nidarim. But once the daughter is an arusa, which we're learning now in our sugya that the father could only be made for together with the husband, then the halacha will be that just like a husband could only be made for nidarim avinei nefesh and dvarim shebeino lebeino, so too the father who needs the husband as a partner could only be made for nidarim beino lebeino and nidrei inu nefesh. The Sefer Hagos Ma'aseh Choshev disagrees, and he says that the father needs the husband as a partner once she's an arusa, but nidarim shebeino lebeino, and nidarim of inu nefesh. But all other nidarim, even though this woman is already an arusa, the father will be able to be made for those nidarim by himself. Our Gemara seems to not agree with that, because our Gemara says, Eim avul chudei mefer, that maybe the father can be made for by himself. But the way we just explained, there are indeed situations that the father can be made for himself. Nidarim, which are not ini nefesh, and nidarim, which are not beino lebeino. So what will those mefarshim do with this line of the Gemara? I saw the mefarshim are troubled with this question, and they explain that those opinions are going to have to learn the pshat in this line in Gemara. They're going to have to learn that pshat in this line of the Gemara is speaking about the darim of ini nefesh and the darim of beino lebeino. And the Gemara's question is that maybe even those nadarim, the father can be made for himself. Only the husband needs the father to join in with him. But the father will be able to do any type of neder, even in nefesh, beino lebeino by himself. Answer the Gemara, im kain. If the halacha is that the father can be made from the darim by himself without the aris, when the pasuk says at the beginning of the parasha, why did the Torah have to say that that the father can be made from the darim? If we're learning now that the father can be made for arusa's neder by himself, in a case where she's not an arusa meboy, why would we need a Torah to tell us that if she's not an arusa, the father can be made for himself? Ask the Gemara, maybe the other way. Maybe the halacha is that the father, once she's an arusa, cannot be made by himself. He needs the arus. But maybe arus luchudei mefer. Maybe the arus could be made for by himself. Says the Gemara, if you're going to say that, av the kasu rachmana, when the Torah says v'mshayusia lomeli, if we're going to say that's the case, why would we need the father's hafara? If you're anyway going to have to rely on the husband, and the husband doesn't need the father, Mibayle will tell you that Torah is saying it to teach us that Imhekim, that if the father was making the laugh, yes, the husband can be made for by himself. But if the father before the husband had a chance to be made for the nether, the father was making, Hekim it's Mukim, and the halacha is that then the husband can't be made for himself. Im Kain, says the Gemara, that the halacha is, if we're saying now that the halacha is that the oris can be made for himself, based Isha Nadara by Nesua Lamai Kosov. Why did the Torah have to say that the husband who already had Nesuin with his wife could do Afara? Wouldn't we be able to know it through a Kavachomer? Or Maba Makam Av, if where she's only an Arusa, so she's still connected to her father. We're saying that halacha is oris meful chudei, the husband, the oris can be made for by himself. So in a case loyva makamav, when she's in a sua, where she's completely out of the rishus of her husband, certainly the husband can be made for by himself. But boy, why would we need a pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Ema, maybe you could say, in base ish nadara, to teach a lemish ain't a baal meif bekaidman, that the husband cannot be meif in the darim that were there prior to the nesuin. Answers the Gemara, minei, the fact that we have to have a pasuk that a husband cannot be meif in the darim that were there from before, it's a proof that the oris can't be meif by himself. Oris meif bekaidman. The Torah says that the oris can be meif bekaidman. So at face value, that makes no sense. The relationship between, we keep on repeating, the relationship between a nosi and a nesua is much stronger than the relationship between an oris and an arusa. So why is the halacha that an oris can be made for the koidman, an oris can be made from the darm that were there prior to the erusin, and a nosui cannot be made for the darm that were there prior? The answer is, elalav, mishum, first say that, that the oris doesn't do the hafara by himself. The oris does the hafara to the father. And since by the father, no distinction of kaidman, because he was there before, she was in his rishus before, and since the oris is coming along with the father, so therefore whatever the halacha is by the father is going to be by his partner. That's only because they're doing it in partnership. If the oris would be doing it by himself, this entire discussion would not be correct. So now we understand everything. The Oris does all of his hafara in partnership with the father. And since the father could do hafara, bekaidman, his partner, the Oris, can do so as well. The Nasui, however, does hafara by himself. And since the Nasui does hafara by himself, he doesn't have the father as a partner, and that's why we could understand also the halacha is that ain meif b'kaidman, that it cannot be meif in the darim that were there prior to the nesuin.